Welcome to Simply Spiritual Solutions Radio, a mix of exceptional self-help advice, spiritual counsel, and the wisdom provided by the special gifts of your host, Dr. Lisa Hurt. Each week on the show, Dr. Lisa, who has clients around the world, will talk with people who are spiritual or metaphysical practitioners from related areas of expertise, sharing their experiences and lessons with you. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lisa.
Hello, this is Dr. Lisa Hurt, and you're listening to Simply Spiritual Solutions Radio. And I'm happy today to introduce Anne Deidre. Anne is an intuitive millionaire coach, which you don't see that a lot. We have a lot of intuitive people out there, but not many that put millionaire behind their name. So she's obviously doing something right. As with me, she's had some deep, dark times where I, as everyone knows, died and came back from a really big tragedy, so to say, and needed medication and different things and physical therapy, all that good stuff. And yet, I came out the better for this because my intuition and my mediumship became just absolutely out of this world. At the same time, just like me, Anne doesn't concentrate on the fact that she does have the gift of intuition as much as she uses it to help you in everyday life while she's coaching you. So one of the things that is really interesting about Anne is that she is a transformational leader, an author, a speaker, and of course a spiritual teacher. And she facilitates powerful healings as she transmits divine energy during her readings and coaching sessions. She's helped thousands of people across the world build success in every area of their life. And I think that this is just amazing. And she's also the author of 3 books. She's done Extreme Intuitive Makeover, 55 Keys to Health, Wealth, and Happiness, Inner Visions, The Healing Path to the Art, Soul's Purpose, Now Workbook, and she's done Creating Divine Magic Miracles in Your Life. I love that one because I think everyone's life is a magic miracle, so I think that is terrific. Again, this is Dr. Lisa Hurt, and my guest today is Anne Deidre. And Anne, if I said your name wrong, I'm very, very sorry, but I think that's how I would say Deidre.
Yes, Deidre.
Okay, Deidre. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Lisa. It's such an honor to be here.
And it's an honor to have you as well. I don't get a lot of, I get a lot of people who are intuitive, per se. You know, they've all been studying along the paths that you and I have definitely studied. But to get another one like me, which, you know, has an inner calling and inner, you know, inner voices without being a psychopath, it's really nice to have you on the show. So, I just, want to hear a little bit about your background, let everyone know how this started for you, and, then we'll go from there.
Thank you. It's really an honor and privilege to share my story, and I realized that it's everyone's story at the same time, that we all go through pain and difficulty and challenge. And for me, it wasn't that I recognized my intuition for most of my life, but when I was going through an impending divorce, having to face the prospect of taking care of myself and my 2 children, when I had lost a job every year of my life due to one reason or another, whether they were bought out or whatever was happening, I felt very unstable, and everything came crashing down around me at a point in 2003. At the same time, since then, I recognize that there is a spiritual crisis called Dark Night of the Soul, and that's very much what I realized I experienced. And when I went through that, it was extremely painful. Catatonic was a term that I feel is descriptive of what I was going through. And then I found a meditation called Kriya Yoga, and I started doing that, and it didn't happen right away, but over the course of a period of time, I started to feel like my old self, and then I started writing my first book. And then from that, everything has been flying ever since.
Well, that is so amazing, and I have to say, I agree with the dark night of the soul, as you put it. For me, My millionaire days were back when I owned two real estate offices, and I was getting ready to buy a third. However, the so-called accident, and I don't believe in accidents any more than you do, probably, when the accident happened, and there's no better word to use. But my dark night was realizing that I was in the middle of divorce when all this stuff happened. I was living this path of just materialistic stuff, and I realize now that it is great to be able to make a living and not be worried all the time about, well, can I have one more toy to make me happy? Because that's not what makes me happy anymore. And so for me, waking up from the coma, and I only had 9 days of rehab. I was an amazing recovery. Doctors say there's nothing in medicine that makes sense of why I'm here. But having to change the dimension of my life, because I went back to real estate just to prove to myself I could do it after a brain injury and drowning and all that good stuff. And 2 years later, I sold the office, which was a blessing because my heart wasn't in it anymore. So my dark night would have had to been realizing that I'd been living a life that was very, very luxurious and very, very, I was very good at manifesting things, and I had everything except happiness. And my spiritual awakening for me definitely opened up after the accident, because all of a sudden here's my intuition just going crazy. Here's I've got mediumship abilities. I've got all these things that I need to share with people. And the last thing in Missouri, where I was living at the time, people want to hear is things like that, because they really thought I just bumped my head really hard. So.
Right.
So you know, I know where you're coming from, and I feel like I've got a sister friend here, because I do understand what it feels like to be, and for me it wasn't catatonic, but for me it was just living in the wrong life. And so I totally agree with you, and I'm in awe of what you've accomplished since your downturn. It sounds like, you know, beforehand you were going job to job, and now you're a wonderful, wonderful coach to so many people, and you're doing so many things. You've got your television show. You've got your Definite Sessions with you, which are, by the way, I need to tell everyone, very reasonably priced, which I think probably is a good thing, because it's not all about going to the most expensive person you can. It's going to the person that resonates with you. And you guys can definitely find her at AnneDeidre.com. And she's got a beautiful website that I want to copy. Anyway, Anne, I'm sorry to have interrupted. I just wanted to kind of let you know that we are kind of on the same journey in different bodies.
That is so lovely. I love hearing that. And everything you said, I resonated with. And thank you for mentioning the prices. I consciously keep them at a level that I feel honors the value that I give and honors the person that I'm working with. I know that I could up my prices, but at the same time, I'm comfortable and happy to give good value to people that really want to work with me.
And I think I'm really, impressed by that, because people are having a hard time getting their nickels together right now. So it makes a big deal. Well, one of the things that I feel really, really connected to you with is, of course, the meditation, not medication. And you touched on the fact that you had done Kira Yoga and started meditating. So tell us how you climbed out of the prescription bin into meditation.
Well, I had been on medication for decades at that point. This all happened in my early 40s, which is, I'm happy to say I'm approaching 50 and never felt stronger in my life. But throughout my 20s and 30s, I was on many different depression and anxiety medications. I was often in doctor's offices. There was always something wrong. And I look at it now as a time when I desperately wanted to heal, but I didn't have the tools to empower my own self-healing, and I didn't have mentors around me that could help me empower myself. So I went the route of going to the doctor and receiving the medication, i.e. Band-Aid, for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realize now is also I'm highly creative. So thank you for noticing all the things I've accomplished since this time. What I realize now is that those medications were stifling my creativity, numbing me out a lot. And what I understand from energy work in our chakras, our seven spiritual main centers in our bodies, we are meant to move energy. And by not expressing things as much, I was walking through life with much stifled energy, which turns into depression, interestingly enough. So I paint, I write, I channel. And so now, instead of going from job to job, I go within every day, every week. I schedule time for myself so that I can connect with my higher self and my spiritual team. And I have so much work to do that I could be busy for the next, I don't know how many years. And that's just such a blessing. And I love sharing this message because there's an infinite potential that we all carry. And to feel our feelings and express our creativity, I think is really what has kept me out of the med bin. I mean, I don't self-medicate anymore. I feel my feelings. I you know, journal, paint, write, and it's created a well-being that is permanent, along with that spiritual awakening after the dark night of the soul. The spiritual crisis that I had was much like yours, Lisa. I was living materialistically, not knowing anything different, really. And I had a poverty of the soul while I was surrounded by these material things. So I say enjoy your material things, but don't lose yourself in the process. And the millionaire part for me is the intuitive millionaire, that we can create endlessly and infinitely from our divine source.
Oh, I agree 100%, because even though my millionaire status went down big time because I didn't have insurance during this time because I was getting divorced, my hospital stay cost over $400,000. I ended up settling for a little less, but that took a big chunk of what I'd been saving and pretty much gave it to the hospital because I couldn't ruin my credit and wait for something to come up. So I totally got to learn what it was like to not be able to just go out and buy and not look at the price tag and all of that good stuff. And you know what? I'm just as happy looking at the price tag, and I don't need to buy nearly as much crap as I used to. And I call it crap because I don't have to have every designer purse that comes out. I don't have to have every designer pair of shoes that comes out. I'm Lisa, and I'm ecstatic about what I do to help others, just like you are.
Yes, it's really moved me into service, and it is so fascinating. I don't hold those attachments anymore either. There's such a feeling of fulfillment that resonates within me. And I know can remember very clearly being at different points in my life, whether I was in my late teens, 20s, or 30s before all of this happened, that I would go out shopping and remember looking for something to make me feel better, which would feel better for about half an hour.
Or until the credit card bill came in, whichever one.
Works, and I don't have those highs and lows anymore, and I consciously choose things that resonate with me. I'm more clearing out than accumulating at this point.
Me too. It's so cool. I mean, I'm always going through my closet, giving away shoes that, I mean, let's face it, I'm not going to wear the 4-inch stilettos anymore, so those have been going to places to help people, Salvation Army or places like that. I clear out because I just turned 45, and between the accident and everything else, I cannot keep my Manalo Blancs anymore, and it's okay. I don't care. I don't want to walk around and have hurting feet, and no offense to anybody in that industry, but I tend to go with something that's a little more comfortable with a little bit of a heel and keep it for a long time.
Yes, and as intuitives, professional intuitives, the way we are, the energy is important. I remember giving a reading to someone years ago, and she mentioned that she liked her watch, but it was very, very uncomfortable. And my intuition encouraged her in this reading to maybe reconsider this watch, because as much as she liked it, she was walking around feeling terrible all the time. And with that, as an energy being, resonating with not feeling as well as you can is something you may want to consider, no matter how much you like the watch. And that's something that I wouldn't have thought twice about wearing uncomfortable shoes or something in order to, if I liked it. And then now energy, my energy is everything. Feeling good and optimum. What do you call it? Law of attraction. I call it law of alignment because
yes,
it's important to be in alignment energetically with who I am and feeling good. I believe that we can feel good all of the time. And I'm not sure that we all got that message growing up, but being happy is more than fine with me.
Yes, you and I both. And You know, it's just amazing. Well, for instance, here's a perfect example of a status quo. You know, back in the real estate days, when I got to a certain point, you know, my first Mercedes, whatever, there was always this benchmark thing I had to have. And one of those things was a Rolex watch. What's funny is I haven't done anything with the Rolex watch. I'll probably give it to one of my daughters, but I don't wear it because I don't keep a sense of time the way I used to. I mean, I still have to be on a schedule, but I don't want to be looking at my watch all the time the way I did, you know, 10 years ago.
I don't wear a watch either anymore. That's so funny.
I think it's energetically because we know there is no real linear sense of time. You know, people are we believe on our Earth, and right now we do live that way, but we know that in other realms there is no sense of time. I mean, I know that for sure because I've been there. And I don't want to spend my life going, oh my gosh, it's 5 minutes till this or that, even though we have to consciously do that to have any kind of a job. It's still not what I want to do on my off time.
Right. And when we do what we love, there is a sense of timelessness, which is like being in another dimension.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And now, you also talk about spiritual beauty, which, by the way, I think you're a very beautiful woman. I would have never guessed that you were almost 50.
Thank you.
Tell us how to capture our inner glow.
Well, when we manage our energy, and I know balance is maybe an overused word, but one thing I like to do every morning is evaluate my priorities from a spiritual perspective. Now, back in the day, the fuller my calendar was, the better I felt. It was almost as though my busyness made me important or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And then I had that crisis and basically everything got cleared out. And I think, you know, what I'm talking about when you're in your survival mode, and
yes,
everything kind of flatlines.
You don't need a Franklin planner anymore.
Exactly. So coming out of that and consciously waking up and realizing that I had burnt out and my ego had literally driven me off the road, that I was back in the driver's seat, and I choose now with discernment what's important for my day, and I don't overbook myself, and I'm still working on taking care of every aspect, the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, you know, going to an exercise class that I enjoy, which is, I think, is important because for spiritual beauty to have everything in balance, you can enjoy pieces of exercise and healthful eating, I found. But I don't go with what the latest craze is. I'll go to an exercise class and I'll really see if it resonates with me. You know, I went to this, I have this new gym, and I went to this Pilates and this yoga, and that was great. And
yeah,
I was feeling energetic. And then this kickboxing class came up, and a lady said, oh, stay for it. I stayed for about 10 minutes, and I thought, this is not who I am. I do not kick and punch. And I left the class. Sure, I was burning some calories, but that did not resonate with me. So I noticed how I feel, not by anything that sounds good. Everybody else advocates. So the beauty inside me that loves who I am and what resonates with me, I feel helps give me a happiness glow, if you will.
I agree so much. I just want to point out to everyone, you're listening to Simply Spiritual Solutions. This is Dr. Lisa Hurt, and Ann Deidre is my guest today. She is just a wonderful, wonderful woman who is an intuitive millionaire coach, and she has all kinds of interesting things for us to talk about, and she and I have a lot in common, and so we're just talking like two girlfriends would at lunch. So I do want to add, Anne, to the fact that, you know, you were talking about not just doing whatever the latest craze is and exercising. I just bought a pair of roller skates. I used to love to roller skate as a kid, and my husband's like, you got to be kidding. People are going to think you're nuts. You're 45 years old. I like to roller skate. I do. And it's good exercise and it gets me out in the sun.
That's exactly it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. I love it. And you will glow. And that's, at the end of the day, it other people's opinions. One of my favorite quotes is, conversation enriches the understanding, but solitude is the school of genius. So you and I have both become in the habit, I'm sure, of going within and making decisions. And then we have so much more to give and offer, I think, from taking the time to tune in with what's right and resonates for us, and sticking by it too.
Yeah, no matter if everyone thinks I'm the weirdest lady on the block, I don't care.
And you blow too.
Exactly. You know, James Van Praagh actually says all the time, he says, what other people think of you is none of your business. And I love that saying. I've used it on a lot of people I'm working with and things, because people are always like, what do people think about me? Well, it's really none of your business. Just go on with your life.
Yes. And it's filters too. People's opinions can be filtered through their perspective of their experience. And that's wonderful.
Exactly. Exactly. So now also, I know a lot of people are going to want to know about finding your soulmate, and you've got an intuitive guide to finding love. Now, I noticed that when your dark side came down, you were fighting with your husband and things. Did you guys repair everything and you know, are still together, or did you decide to go separate ways?
Yes, we realized, we went to counseling, and I knew with two very small children that the marriage was not going to work out, and he knew that as well. We went to counseling, and particularly after I wrote my book, he was really very proud of me. At the same time, he said, it's not my choice to be on a spiritual path. And so it was very clear that I would go down this road alone. However, I did meet my soulmate that I am married to now through working with Barbara DeAngelis, and he was in the same transformation group that I was. And what I recommend if people are looking for their soulmate is to continue on your journey and following whatever workshops or classes you might want to take, because I've learned to be true to myself, and that's how I found my new husband. So he had the same interests that I do, the same values that I do, and now we have a shared destiny. He's my business partner as well as my divine partner, so I feel very blessed.
Oh, that is so amazing. I love that story. Me and my husband at the time of the accident, we were in the middle of a divorce, and it did go through, but he actually helped me heal, and we are good friends because of that. I'm now remarried and live in California, but you know, this is the man that helped me raise two children that were mine before we got married, and I'll always have a lot of love for him.
Yes, I feel the same way. My ex-husband lives about a mile down the road, and the kids are just so well-adjusted. I'm saying going through this was incredibly challenging, but it is really is the best-case scenario that I could have wanted.
I apologize. My phone is ringing, and I, you know, you just put yours away, but we'll keep talking. I'm just going to tell this person that I. Hi, honey. This is my husband. He's in Japan, honey. I'm on an interview right now, so can I call you back maybe in about 30 minutes? Okay, I love you. Okay, bye-bye. I'm so sorry about that, Anne, but my husband's in Japan right now, and if I don't take his calls, I don't get to talk to him.
I think it's perfect that we're talking about divine love and soulmates, and he calls.
That's very true.
Any minute.
That's true. In fact, I've guest radio hosted on a show on LA Talk Radio. I fill in for a psychic woman named Rebecca Fearing, and he just loves to listen in on that. So he called one day, you know, and I said, "Well, oh, is this my sexy pilot husband?" And he was just so flattered about that. But anyway. Oh, gosh. So back to what we were talking about. Again, everyone, you're listening to Simply Spiritual Solutions Radio. This is Dr. Lisa Hurt. My aunt, my guest today is Ann Deidre, and my husband just called, and his name is Carl, and he's in Japan. So anyway, finding financial security, Ann, how do you feel about helping people to do that?
Well, I started coaching a few years ago. I became a certified angel reader, and I did readings. And then I knew once I wrote my first book that I would be an intuitive coach. Intuitively, I just knew it. But mm-hmm. A couple of years went by, and I had coaching on my website. Didn't have any clients. I really didn't think much about it. And then about 4 years ago, someone signed up for a coaching program. And I said to God, okay, we need a coaching program here. Which is really how I work. Since then, it just in that moment, in that weekend, I create a whole coaching program. I've been doing it nonstop for 4 years, every single week without missing a week. I've been very blessed to have very loyal clients and go out and speak and meet with a lot of people that I resonate with. And the piece that's transpired since then is really focusing on people's gifts and talents and to not minimize them and yes. kind of shine a big spotlight on them. And I've helped many women become entrepreneurs from their intuitive gifts, healing gifts that they didn't even know they had. So that feels so exciting because I know this is a movement really going into a new paradigm where we all contribute with our own gifts to offer very seriously.
Oh, definitely. And so many people, you know, I feel like you and I are both guides towards that for people because so many people don't understand or feel it inside right now. Not the way that we do. And I know I've got my clients tapping into the guidance within, you know, and it really, it yes. makes a difference.
Yes, and psychically, I have a gift I've discovered for, I almost call it like a chakra detective, because I'm able to facilitate healing and transmit divine energy and work with the seven centers that have to do with you know, security and inner child, creativity, power, love, expression, psychic abilities, and connection to source. And so when I work with clients, it can take any number of sessions, or I can do analysis in one session and go from there, but I'm able to find their gifts and talents psychically that they didn't even know they had, while removing any misalignments, blocks, or wounds, quite frankly, that are carried that prevent a lot of people from really being all that they really can be.
I love that ability that you have. I don't know that I have quite the same one, but I tell you what, I'm going to play like I'm one of your clients. I have, you know, I've been very active in this whole movement that we're working with right now. However, my third chakra, my throat chakra is actually kind of out right now because I've got Hashimoto's disease, which is a low thyroid, and put on a bunch of weight in a very short amount of time, and I've went from doctor to doctor, no one can help me, and obviously the medicine's not helping me, so I'm starting, well, I actually started working with Deepak Chopra at the Chopra Center. I'm learning, Ayurvedic stuff. I'm going for my Vedic Master's certificate.
Great.
So that's really helping me. My thing is I feel like that the throat chakra is being challenged because I have so much to say. And I don't know if you have that intuition or if it's just, you know, all the medicine I had to take burned me out, you know, and that's what's wrong. But I would love to hear your take on it.
I was just wondering, are you on kelp?
Actually, no. I'm not on kelp. Is that something I need to look into?
Something that I looked into with a thyroid as well was a natural supplement from, you know, the health food store, kelp. I eat a lot of sea salt, so I miss iodine.
Me too. I only have 13% iodine in my body. I'm supposed to have like 130%.
Kelp will help. You can check with your doctor on that. My doctor recommended kelp a few years ago.
Yeah, I switched from a regular doctor to a bioidentical hormone doctor that does compound pharmacy because the regular thyroid medicine does not work for me.
Right. Well, that iodine, maybe I'm picking up on that, but kelp will help.
Well, you definitely are. Thank you. Very intuitive. Yep. Love it.
All right. I'm going to tune in for a minute. I'm just going to call on your higher divine self, my higher divine self, and the hierarchy of light, Mother, Father, God, and ask the highest and best to come through. Highest best you ever imagined. Thank you. In a field of unconditional love, a pure and clear channel for at least stay while we share. Thank you, God. Amen. Okay. So I'm going to set my prayer. Have you been to Arizona?
No, well, I've been through Arizona, but I haven't been there to stay.
Okay, well, it could be that you end up speaking there. I'm seeing a piece of turquoise as a symbol of communication and kind of a southwestern atmosphere. So I have a gift of prophecy and clairvoyance, so it could be any time, you know, from now until 5 years. I just seeing things and then moving into them, just something I see.
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking congestion, I heard you have perhaps so many messages that condensing it would maybe help you get deliver with clarity. Does that make sense? Because there's a lot of different things. I know for myself, artist, author, all these things, condensing my message into like really focusing on the experience you went through,
mm-hmm.
like the dark night for me and the spiritual crisis you went through. Have you been doing speaking about that?
Yes, I have. But at the same time, what you're probably coming into is the fact that I have downloaded so many messages for my second book, the book that's going to be all about what it's like on the other side and the messages they have for us, that I can't, I mean, I've got it all arranged, but I can't bring myself to type it because I there's so much in there that, well, I have been typing it, but I haven't gotten it completely done, all because there's so much information in there. I'm wondering, is this one book or two?
That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting. Like, I saw like a congestion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the good news is if, to raise the vibration on that thought is, you know, thank you, God, I have so much information. Just keep the vibration on it high.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, oh, I have so much information like that, just as an example, like, I have so much information.
Mm-hmm.
So that shifts the energy into a higher plane. And then when you're in that higher energy, you can ask, is this one book or two? Does that make sense? Because
It definitely does. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. As intuitives and mediums, we don't get a lot of time to talk to someone else that can do that for us. We're busy helping everyone else with their problems. So
yes.
Thank you so much, Anne. You hit it right on the head. And I've always thought I'd probably do some things in Arizona, but I also feel that, while the divine feminine is coming in, which I noticed that you're also touching on that, that it's not about one person being successful. It's about all of us in a group and those of us that need to help teach others, to come to this way of thinking. And I see myself in a group of several people and all of us having a different dimension yet talking the same stuff.
Yes. And powerful.
I really see that coming together and being a big impush. It's going to be such a big, big impression on the people that right now are in spiritual flux. You know, they don't know which way to turn. And, you know, when you hear one person, you think, oh, that's a wonderful story. But you hear 13 people, and I don't know why the number 13 just came to me, but 13
that's
people.
That's a divine feminine number.
There you go. So when you hear a bunch of people, you know, it sticks. And different stories for everyone, because we all have a different story. They may be similar, but they're at the same time different. And they relate to different people.
It's more than a coincidence. Yes, your story, I loved hearing it. And I don't hear it all the time, like you said, to the degree where you almost die, like you and I both did, and then our lives drastically change afterward,
mm-hmm.
is huge. And I went to New York City last year with my second book, and I met with different publishers or TV network executives and whatnot. And it was a little dismaying to realize that some of the mainstream TV I was told was not quite ready. But since it's been a year now, and I feel like I haven't stopped. I created a course for Daily Om. I did some more audios. I let it get me down for a couple weeks and I bounced back. I regrouped. I felt like I'm like an airplane circling around and I'm going back into land, you know, because there are too many of us that the miraculous things are happening, and mm-hmm. it's really time to give hope and encouragement to our brothers and sisters on the planet, I feel.
Oh, I definitely agree with you. I actually was on a sequence of biographies, I Survived Beyond and Back, because I actually, my death experience lasted 28 minutes. And so that, anyway, I was one of the people to speak on it. And I think it's a really good program, but I'm not even sure if it's still out now. I know I Survived, like hanging on the side of a cliff. That there were two different shows, I Survived and I Survived Beyond and Back. I'm not sure if Beyond and Back is still on. I haven't seen it in a while. But at the same time, they were trying to do what you're trying to do. It was just maybe a little bit early, but I don't think it's early. I don't think we're early anymore. I think,
I don't think so.
2013 is a different year, and the voice of the Divine Feminine is here. You know, in so many different things you see, it's just time for a change in our country. It's a time for a change in our world. And I even interviewed a lady, Mercedes Kirkel, who channels Mary Magdalene, and it's very powerful what she has to say.
I bet.
She's a really neat lady. So anyway, back to you, my dear. Again, that you're listening to Simply Spiritual Solutions. This is Dr. Lisa Hurt, and my guest today is Anne Deidre. And Anne is the Intuitive Millionaire Coach, and she is just absolutely a joy to have on here, and she's really picked up my energy just in the last 30 minutes. So, So, Anne, some of the other projects that you're working on now, and of course, you're finding your business success in your intuitive millionaire coach. How did you find success? How did that come to be that, well, I know you studied with a lot of people, don't get me wrong, but how did you contact your first, or how did your first contacts come, you know, with the, when you first start out and you have a website and you're excited and you feel spirit led them to you? Because that's how I feel.
I do. I mean, getting my first website up in 2006 was very, very exciting, especially after going through the crash that I did. At the same time, someone said to me, well, now people need to find your website. And so it's really been, oh, well, and thought about that, you know, and if you write a book, people don't necessarily come knocking on your door. So I feel like I have been led in steps. I learned how to write articles and publish them, self-help articles, which I still do and enjoy very much. And then being published in magazines, it's literally been a process of sitting down one evening at a time, or whenever I had time, I would work a full-time job, take care of my children, and grow this business. So I've been blessed to work with people that have shown me the way, some different tools, and I feel like with my recent publisher, it was just everybody feels really, you know, heaven-sent right now at this point. And I really do resonate with joy and ease and grace, which took a while, but I feel like everything can flow with divine alignment. So when I'm in that space, the right people come to me and things happen.
That is just wonderful. And that's the way it's happened with me as well. You know, it just, people are led into your life there are even times when, you know, and I'm sure you do this too, when I'll be somewhere and I just have the intuitive feeling, and I'm not shy. I'll walk up to someone. I won't read their life story or tell them, you know, Uncle Henry's standing right next to them. But at the same time, if I feel they have a problem, I will give them what has been sent through me through spirit. And
that's beautiful.
You know, so it's just an amazing time to be where we're at. And I feel, you know, like I said, a real connection to you, because I know the work you're doing is so important in empowering people's lives. And so tell us about, you've got some things coming up, and I know, as we talked about Divine Feminine, what do you feel is going on with that?
I just finished a 4-week teleclass, the Goddess teleclass, with some beautiful goddess women, and I channeled Mother Mary, Sophia, Holy Spirit, and brought in various, I'm a channel as well, so I channeled messages to all of them, and it was really a beautiful experience. And oftentimes I receive information as I'm giving it. So, and I have been getting this message about the Divine Feminine for a while now, meaning that, and some say the Holy Spirit, you know, is the, you know, the Trinidad, the feminine essence of God. Mm-hmm. But what I feel is happening energetically is that the planet, this planet in particular, for several thousands of years has had an energy, the dominant masculine energy, I feel, has been prevalent. And although men have feminine energy, they often suppress it, consider it weak, when in reality, it's a divine, powerful force of compassion, nurturing, true caring, unconditional love. And so to bring the planet back in balance where men and women can feel powerful and kind and compassionate and strong, and all of these things that seem to be dichotomies before but are really in oneness, will create a more peaceful world.
Oh, definitely. I 100% agree with you. I wanted your take on that. And I think it goes as far as, you know, even governments and everything has to really look at where we're headed right now. And I'm not... Great. You know, I'm not even saying the next president needs to be a woman. That has nothing to do with it. But what I am saying is that we need to use our feminine energy to help cure what's going on right now.
And some of us women, I know it was true for me in the 80s. I probably acted like a businessman. I felt like I had to prove myself, make things happen. There's no both energies are beautiful, but in balance, they're divine perfection. So I allow and receive, and I go out and make things happen. I utilize both, all of my energy, masculine mm-hmm. and feminine energy. And so I feel like, you know, that's, whether it's a man or a woman, some women can have a dominant masculine energy and then may not be as receptive. So I don't think it's, you know, a matter of the sex of the person, but the energy is what.
Oh, definitely. I mean, as a real estate broker in Southwest Missouri with two Coldwell Banker offices and getting ready to open another one, luckily that never happened, but I was in total the masculine form. I mean, I had to be invincible and yet, beautiful, invincible, you know, I had to be able to stand up to the biggest man in town, if you want to
right.
look at it that way.
Yes, I went the same route. I was in a lot of business situations. I had a lot of blazers. I still do. I might add a ruffle to my blazer, but it's really not about what I'm wearing, but to be comfortable in my feminine skin has what has happened more in the last decade, I would say.
Oh, for me too, definitely. It sounds like if you started writing in 2006, was 2005 your bad year?
Well, actually, I wrote in 2004. I started my online business in 2006. I wrote my first book in December of 2004. It was published in 2006. It took a while to edit and publish it.
Oh, okay.
So my crash was in late 2003.
Okay, my accident was June of 2005. So I thought maybe we wasn't too far off. We were in the same boat.
Yeah.
And you're on the East Coast, right?
Yes.
Okay, So, and I was in the Midwest, and trust me, after you have some, and I'm not saying anything wrong with the South or the Midwest, but people aren't quite as evolved, and that's one of my goals, is to do, you know, want to help these people to grow. And a lot of these people where I came from, they trust me, they did think I'd hit my head too hard, but at the same time, I want to be able to go back there and open their eyes as well, because, you know, I realize that the coasts, the people
yes.
on the coast are a little more open to it, and I needed to be in California, and my goal is to be by the ocean. Here I drowned as a result of the boating accident, and yet I'm not afraid of water a bit, and I belong by the ocean. Right now I'm inland a little bit. I'm in between San Diego and L.A.
Beautiful.
So yeah, so that's my, if I have a goal on my goal thing, it's not to get more shoes or any of that stuff, but I want the peace of living by the ocean. In fact, when I ride, I go to the ocean. And I've made a friend there that said, hey, you can come stay whenever you want. So, you know, I haven't done it yet, but I used to just go to a hotel and check in. But now I've, you know, made some friends there.
That's fabulous. And I'm on the coast as well. I don't know if we have a connection from Atlantis, you and I, but there's something there.
Well, we're both, you know, blonde, blue-eyed. And did you do your angel study with Doreen Virtue?
My teacher studied with Doreen. So instead of traveling to go to Doreen, she was a graduate of her class, so I did take that program.
Oh, okay. See, I've taken Doreen's programs as well, and you have a resemblance to her. I do in some ways. We both, mer angels is what Doreen would call us.
Right. Yeah. I'm a little fairy too, because I have this fun, and when I paint, it's.
Well, and that's all part of the mermaid part. That's
okay.
The fairy in us.
Yeah.
the devious part.
Yeah,
or the
that.
Most definitely. But yeah, I studied with Doreen on her mediumship because I knew I had the mediumship ability. I just wanted to always be able to call in the highest highest spirits. And
yes.
And actually, you know, I personally don't believe in a place called hell. I believe in heaven, and I believe in God, and I believe in all the ascended masters. And I don't care what religion you are, you get to go. However, I think a hell walks the earth. And in different ways, we experience that. I think that all there is goodness and light. But so many people have not turned their light on yet to be as our creator. Because that's why we're made in our creator's image, because we have light within us.
Yes, and then that free will
mm-hmm.
and the consciousness development. I've developed my consciousness in this lifetime, and I feel like that's more important than buying shoes at this point.
Yes. It's so much more important. And you know, I've been so blessed to have this show and to have a guest like you and make friends with people like you. And I've got lots of friends, you know, across the country and even in other countries. And
yeah.
I think it's just amazing. And I see that there's something coming up for all of us to work together and help push our movement as well.
Yes.
So
heaven on earth.
Yes, heaven on earth. That's exactly. I mean, why should we spend any more of hell on earth?
That's right.
Anne, I was going to ask you, is there anything, you know, before we've got a few more minutes left, I just wanted to see if there's some things that you'd like to tell everyone that, you know, would help wrap up our session today.
Thank you, Lisa. It's been so much fun, and what an honor, and it's been a blast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I have a new book I just finished writing, and it's in the middle of publication. We just got the cover design. I'm really excited. It's one of my original artworks, and it's called Miraculous, How Spiritual Awakening Cured My Depression, Inspired My Purpose, and Ignited the Intuitive Powers Within. So that's in the process of being published. It's going on it's on my website now, at anndeidre.com. But I'll be getting an official page up in a little bit. So that's coming up, and probably a lot more speaking, and a new course I just came up with for a teleclass is Online Business Success for Intuitives and Healers. And whether you know if you have a gift or not, I like to have people that think that there's something more. I'm happy to help them discover what that is and then help them create an income for it. Because I think that in this, particularly in this economy, I think it's time and more than relevant right now.
Oh, most definitely. Everyone needs to tap into what has been given to us by God.
Yes, exactly. And appreciate it in a way that they may not have before.
Yeah, and that's part of, I think, you know, I know, it's part of the reason that our financial economy did what it did, is I think we were all, too much of us were living in the material world, and there's a lot of people still trying to hang on to what they've already lost, and I my advice to them is please just give up and start over, let go of that stuff and start over, it'll be okay.
Well, that's a beautiful message, I agree.
And so, but I feel very, very close to you, as crazy as that sounds, I do, I've just been blessed to have you on the show, and just again want to remind everyone you're listening to Simply Spiritual Solutions. I'm Dr. Lisa Hurt, and my guest today has been Anne Deidre, and Anne is the Intuitive Millionaire Coach. You can find her at anndeidre.com, and that's anneidiedre.com. And she also has a YouTube Intuitive Millionaire show as well, and you can just check out all of her information, and I know that she's got lots of programs that would be great for anyone. I may even attend them. So,
thank you so much.
Yes. I mean, it just, I really love your energy. And like I said, there's a similar energy to my own.
Yes.
And yet you have something I'm missing, and I need to probably figure that out. But
We're definitely going to keep in touch. So best to talk with you today and connect with you, Lisa.
Yes, and me too. And to everyone out there listening, please have a most blessed week. And thank you, Anne, for being here. Hang on for just a second. And if you want to say anything to everyone before we hang up.
Sure thing. I want to wish everyone every blessing and much love and a joyous, joyous year and life.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Namaste, everyone, and till next week, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Simply Spiritual Solutions Radio, your source for exceptional self-help advice, spiritual counsel, and the wisdom provided by the special gifts of your host, Dr. Lisa Hurt. To learn more about Dr. Lisa, visit her website, simplyspiritualsolutions.com.